This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 18 January 2006. Israeli occupation forces escalate attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. Four Palestinians, including a woman and her son, were killed by Israeli occupation forces in the West Bank. One of the victims was extrajudicially executed by Israeli occupation forces in Jenin. 18 Palestinian civilians, including 10 children, were wounded by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces conducted 54 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. Homes were raided and 94 Palestinian civilians, including 11 children, were arrested and tortured by Israeli occupation forces. Six homes and a shop were transformed by Israeli occupation forces into military sites. An Israeli occupation force dog bit an elderly woman in Kfar al-Dik village near Nablus. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine and have imposed severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians and election candidates in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces have obstructed the election campaign in East Jerusalem and have arrested 13 candidates and volunteers of election campaigns. Israeli occupation forces have imposed a partial closure on the Gaza Strip and arrested five Palestinian civilians at checkpoints in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank. And finally, Israeli settlers have continued to attack and brutalize Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian civilians and property in Hebron. They uprooted 120 olive trees in Yadav village. They seized at least 150 dunams of land in the Dura village. And Israeli occupation forces have demolished five homes in the last week. For a more complete and full report of these gross human rights violations, you can go to www.pchr.gaz.